Welcome to the PASL Podcast, CMO Series.
Welcome to the PASL Podcast, where we talk about professional services, marketing, and business development, and how you can be more authentic and effective at both. Now, business development, despite being key to success as a career in law, is often misunderstood by lawyers and the legal profession. We're lucky today to be joined by Mark Hunter, Director and Client Development and Marketing at Hicks Morley, to discuss what it takes to build effective business development skills in lawyers. Welcome, Mark.
Welcome, thank you.
And now, I guess it might be the approach of some lawyers, and this is what I've heard from other BD professionals, is that their approach might be, we don't really need to promote ourselves. You know, we let our expertise do the talking. So I guess we'll kick things off is, what's the purpose and place of business development in a law firm?
So, I mean, that sounds great, that they think that they can just be really smart and people will come and find them and give them business. But that's not really the way things work. The lawyers need to be out there promoting themselves, promoting their firm, promoting their expertise, just in the same way that we need to promote anything else, so that they are understood and people know where to find them and who to find. You know, we talk in this business is significantly about relationships. I think everybody knows that. But your relationships can get bigger. The more you are out there, the more people know about you, the more if you get, you know, become a leader, if you will.
Yeah, brilliant. So you look after the business development training at Hicks Morley. So what we've seen before is often firms, they try and deliver a business development training as a sort of one-off. Once a year, a chap comes in, tells people what to do. But from your experience, how should training be developed in a sort of ideal scenario?
Yeah, so, you know, lawyers are really great at compartmentalizing vast amounts of information, and that's what they do. And then they know when to grab that information when they need it for if they're in a trial or they're working in an arbitration or what have you. But they also use a lot of ticklers. So if you think about a lot of cases that lawyers are working on, they're not really thinking about it until they have something comes up in their email that says, oh, remember this case you have to deal with next week or on Tuesday or whatever it might be. Understanding business development kind of works the same way. If we go with that one-off training method, we can teach them a whole bunch of things in half a day or a day, and they might leave that session jazzed and want to do something. But as soon as something else comes up in front of them, they've forgotten all about it. So one of the things we've strived for here at Hicks Morley is to do something a bit different in how we're training our people. So rather than, you know, a one day training session where I was supposed to teach them everything about marketing business development, I've expanded that to a 10 sessions over a 3-year span, so that they can build their practice in different ways. And they're getting the information they need at a time when they can use it.
Yeah, brilliant. And then with an approach like that, obviously that does take a bit of time from the professionals and the lawyers. So how do you build a consensus for getting them to invest in that?
So one, making it short, you know, we're talking about, when I talk about doing 3 sessions in a year or 4 sessions in a year, they're going to be done over a 45 minute to an hour timeline. What I've also found is they're not necessarily listening to me. So I know that it hurts my ego a little bit, but what are you going to do? They want to hear it from other people that are like them. So for example, in the first year, I can teach them all about what professional services marketing is. I can talk about building their network, how to use social media, that sort of thing. But when it comes to how to become a thought leader or work a room or answering proposals, what I do is create all that content and have a more senior partner or senior associate deliver that content for them. So they're hearing it, they're getting the experiences of those individuals, we're hearing stories from those individuals, and it makes it realer for them than just the theory that I'm going to give them and the stories I can share, where I can show them successes. But when they hear it from someone who's already made it, to say the least, then they like that a bit more.
Yeah, I guess that's spot on, because rather than it's coming from the BD and marketing team, you're just getting another lawyer, one of their peers, to say, actually, I did this and I did that, and this is the outcome. I guess when you think about it from that BD and sales, it's that idea of a third party selling is you're not trying to sell the idea. You're getting one of their peers to sell them of that idea. Brilliant.
Correct. And you kind of get into that the idea that it's a fan. Somebody's a super fan who cares about what you're doing and wants to make you better. And it's all sits in the same pot, but you're exactly right. Hearing it from them is much better.
Yeah. Yeah. So have you got a few of those champions at the firm that you pull out onto stage when you have these training events there?
It's exactly what I do. And you know, when you talk about doing the time, I'm building out their presentations and building out most of their stories for them. And they just have to deliver the content. You know, it's one thing for me to tell a story about, one of our lawyers, this happened actually fairly recently, and it does happen, you know, once in a while. He got reached out via LinkedIn from someone who knew him 10 or 15 years ago and said, are you still practicing labor and employment law? I now have this position at a global company and we're looking to redo our team. And he just found him on LinkedIn. And that turned into, we didn't even really have to do a full on, there was no real RFP that came out of it.
Yeah.
We did a small proposal, a couple of conversations, and we got the deal. We're now doing their work. He hadn't spoken to that person in 10 years, right? But that's a story he can share with the younger lawyers and say, this is why keeping your profile up to date matters, because you're staying top of mind when somebody goes looking for someone again.
Yeah. And I like that point you made about how actually people in your role just can make it as easy as possible for those champions. Say, actually, you've got this cool story. I've put this together how I want you to tell it, and then just getting them to do it. So obviously they're the ones promoting it and telling the story, but obviously you've come in and helped them make it as easy as possible to be a champion, to be that best practice example. I really like that.
And if you think about it, that's kind of what marketing's job is in a law firm, right? We're not the face of the firm, though the lawyers are the face of the firm, but we need to make their job as the face as easy as possible.
Yeah, for real. And so moving on a little bit. So in terms of training courses, you often get this big momentum and excitement. You've got your partner in front of everybody to say, look, I won this piece of business from having a brilliant LinkedIn profile. So you have this momentum at a start and all these great resources. How do you ensure that momentum turns to action? And how do you ensure that, you know, those resources you've provided are used rather than just stuck at a drawer on their desk and never to be seen again?
Funny you say that. I was talking about that on business plans just this week. But part of that is by doing the consistent kind of approach where we're keeping it top of mind for them. So at the end of each of our sessions, there's a not necessarily a task list or a to-do list, but things that each of them need to think about and come back to us at the next session with. So if it's talking about building their network, it'll be, okay, for our next session, you need to have created your top 20 list. You need to have told me how many times you've gone to visit each person or talk to them on the phone or sent them a text or whatever it might be. And then what we're doing is using their own internal competition to show who's doing what.
Yeah.
So at the next sessions, we're highlighting individuals who have done well, who have done what we've suggested to them. We're showing stories of how they've had success based on the previous session or a couple of sessions before, whatever it might be. And so they kind of get this internal, oh, geez, if Susie's doing this, then maybe I should be doing this as well. Look at her career taking off and mine is still a bit more stagnant.
Mm. Yeah. I was making some notes when you were talking then. So the first step is setting those small goals. So having them say, actually, we don't need you to win business straight away. These are just the goals we want you to achieve by the next session. I really like that and can relate with that. My background is obviously sport. And as an athlete, the Olympics were every 4 years. So if you just thought about the end goal for 4 years, you'd drive yourself mad. So every couple of weeks, you'd have a new goal or a new competition or a trial that you're training towards. And then that 4 years, that Olympics, it comes around and you're sort of ready for it because you've hit all those targets along the way. The other thing I really liked is you mentioned about that internal competition. Obviously lawyers are fiercely competitive. So I like the idea of actually showing what their peers are doing and then saying, actually, this is what Sophie is doing over here. Maybe you can do the same thing. And then crucially, that feedback. I can see how that that probably resonates. If you show someone what someone else in their team has done off the back of doing what you've told them to do, then I guess that's very powerful. Have you got some examples where that's been quite effective?
Yeah, it's easy for me to say, okay, I helped this person from an associate level to now the managing partner of a firm. Mm. But, you know, those don't happen every day.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's not that many of those to go through. So it's more of showing them the little pieces of where they can be unique and special on their own.
Yeah.
So I think another area where these one-day training sessions fail is we have to be honest that not every lawyer is a rainmaker.
Mm.
And I know every firm wants to have a lot of rainmakers, but in reality, you can't be. So let's work on the strengths of what each individual has, and then we can show, can guide them in an in a way that will help them be the best lawyer they can be. There's all sorts of different ways to be successful in this industry. You can be the legal genius, or you can be, the connector who brings everybody together, or you could be the media darling, right? Like there's different ways, and not everybody can do each one of those things.
So I really like that idea of a longitudinal iterative approach to the training, what you've talked about, being able to adapt it year on year and as you go on. I guess one of the big things you can do is use successful previous students from your training groups to motivate and share back practice. Can you explain a little bit more about how and why that was something you built into the training design?
Well, if we go back to the point of, you know, they're going to learn better from each other than they will from listening to me. And so to see the success of other people is significant. Now, we're really early in this program. So we don't have anybody who's gone through the 3 years of it yet to say, you know what, Mark's told me this back in, you know, when I was 4 months into my practice, and this is what it's led to. We don't have somebody who can do that for me yet. The hope is that we will. But I think the important part is to understand what they can hear from the marketing side of the team and what they need to hear from lawyers. If we talk about how they work with the media, I can give them all the ways to talk to the media, how to stay in touch with them, give them stories, how to interview well, you know, all of the above. But it comes a lot better from one of our members of the executive who is on TV regularly.
Yeah.
Right. And so that it sounds better coming from them and say, by the way, this doesn't happen overnight. You do have to take a long time to do these things, you know, in the case of the media person. But I think you can say that for any type of marketing and business development in professional services. Lawyers aren't taught this stuff in school. So they're not taught how to have a practice. They're taught how to practice law, but not how to have a practice. And I think some of them come out and assume that they can be running the show the first day out. And, you know, that's just not feasible.
Yeah. Do you think there'll be a bit of a shift then in the future in that maybe when people are training to become lawyers, then actually BD is probably something that's going to feature a bit more? Or do you think it's going to be down to the firm still?
From what I'm hearing here, it's still down to the firms. Yeah. And it's down to the personalities of the individuals. Kind of, as I mentioned, somebody's going to be outstanding at working a room. That doesn't mean they're a really good lawyer. It just means they're really good at working a room, which means they're probably more of a rainmaker than the person who sits in the corner and just does all the work. You need both.
Yeah.
You definitely need both on those things. But it would be nice if the schools did it. But I think their philosophy is that's up to the individuals to come out and do it, right?
Of course. So that is super interesting, your sort of longitudinal approach. I guess it would be good to check in with you in a year's time, 2 years, three times, and see 3 years and see how you're getting on, and see how that's evolved and developed. So just to finish off, we ask this question to everyone that comes on the podcast. It's pretty generic, so we'll leave it pretty open-ended. But what would be your one piece of advice for marketers and business development professionals?
I think the number one thing is just don't get frustrated. It's the hardest part of this job is to not get frustrated. You know, our job is to generate ideas and execute on the ideas once they're approved. We need to be able to push our programs forward in a way that's meaningful to the lawyers. You know, one of the ways I was able to sell this idea of a 3-year long program to our executive was when I went back to them after they wanted their typical 1-day or half day session. I said, look, none of you became great lawyers because you passed the bar exam. And you didn't become a great lawyer because you spent a few years in law school. And you certainly weren't a great lawyer when you came out of law school. You know, you became a great lawyer, became a great business development person, you know, to your point of senior level partners, with putting time and commitment into these things and going back and doing things over and over again that you found were good, and removing the things that you found that weren't good from your practice. And so the way I was able to sell this was marketing's the same way. You know, you can't just come out and be an expert marketer because you like Apple products, right? That doesn't mean you're an expert marketer. It doesn't mean you've been to a website before, so you know what makes it work.
Yeah,
you know, put time into these things, put commitment into them, and so as the marketer, you can't get frustrated when people are trying to either not do what you're suggesting to them or telling you that they know best. There's a reason they hire us as professionals as well, and stick to your guns on this.
Yeah, I like that. So keep a cool head, try not to get frustrated, and help your lawyers to see that, you know, any skill is learned and earned. You've got to put the time in if you want to get the result. It doesn't happen overnight. Brilliant. Yeah. Well, thanks for your time today, Mark, and thanks for telling us about your approach to training up your lawyers in BD.
Great. Thank you very much.